Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Fred Nelson for a community comment. On Friday, February the 26th, I attended a public forum hosted by the Eureka Interfaith Fellowship at the Warfinger Building. The subject was current jail release policies in Humboldt County. This forum was organized due to the brutal murder of Father Eric Fried on New Year's Day. Deemed an important meeting by most everyone in the community, it was well attended with an organized agenda. There were 10 panelists representing law enforcement and mental health, including County Sheriff Mike Downey and Eureka Police Chief Andrew Mills. Each of the panelists was able to address the audience and explain their duties and their views of the county's current prisoner release program. For those in the audience with questions, cards were distributed to the members of the audience who would rather jot down a question rather than use a microphone. Those who preferred a mic were also recognized. From what I could hear, the panelists presented themselves well, not taking a defensive stand of any kind, but explaining their role in the release of prisoners and their concern for the problems encountered and their interest in what the general public had to say. I just stated, from what I could hear. Yes, that was the weak point of the meeting, the lack of a good sound system. I noted just before the meeting began that one of several mics was not working properly. The portable mic is a wonderful thing and is the only alternative for a panel when a built-in sound system is not available. Not everyone, including panelists, is a public speaker, and that should be recognized at the very beginning. I had to strain at times to hear what a speaker was saying, and they did not receive all the information. There were others in the audience who called aloud that they could not hear. A pleasant, soft-spoken gentleman handled the written questions by reading them aloud to the panelists to whom the question was directed. His voice did not carry well, and I am afraid that some questions were lost due to some audience members. With the meeting still in session, I finally left for home. Disgruntled? No. Just discouraged that I was not able to share in what was being said. A word of advice to members of the news media. Don't wear hard-heeled shoes when walking a hardwood floor to cover a forum. I saw more than one disgusted person in the audience react to the unnecessary racket. I read in the paper later that District Attorney Paul Gallego said that one panel and one discussion will not yield a solution. I concur. The only thing that I ask for future panels, or for any public meetings for that matter, is a dependable sound system with clarity. To communicate well leads to better understanding. Don't let a poor sound system stand in the way. Fred Nelson for Community Comment.
Community Comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.